2 for your free catalog now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if we can help you with projects that you have planned for the up-and-coming year, the number to call is 800-259-9231. And remember, all of the Easter plants, all of your bulbs, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, and, of course, the Easter lily, are all hardy. And you want to be able to replant those in your garden later on during the month of April or even in early May. So as the flowers go by, remove the faded flowers, allow them to continue to grow, treat it like any other house plant, and then plant them in your perennial beds, into your flower beds, and they will come back for several years to come, especially Easter lilies. They could be there for a long, long time. Let's go to the phone lines. Don, who's up first this hour?
This hour, we have Catherine from Massachusetts, who has a binweed invasion.
Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, too, Paul. For years, I've been having trouble with a binweed. It's in my flower beds. I keep pulling and pulling and pulling, but I still can't get rid of it. I've called several shows, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, you can pull it all you want, but if the roots are still in the ground, it's just going to keep coming up. And it's a plant that does spread with underground roots. The only way that you're really going to get rid of this is with a broadleaf weed killer, something like Cleanup or Roundup or Kills All, either one of those three. Now, this is what you're going to have to do. You cannot use an aerosol can, because if you use an aerosol can, what's going to happen is, as it goes, it's going to spray a fairly large area, and it could kill everything else that's there. So what you do is this. Take a small container like a coffee can. Mix up some Cleanup, Roundup, or Kills All in your container, and get a small paintbrush about an inch in diameter. Mix up your concentrate with water in the coffee can, so you'll have to break it down according to the volume. And then you're going to go out in the garden and paint the weed killer on the foliage. That way you don't hurt the plants that are adjacent to it. So if it's coming into a bed and you have a whole bunch of iris, if you spray it, you're going to kill the iris. If you have ground flocks, you're going to kill the ground flocks with these weed killers. But if you take the brush and you paint the weed killer right on the weed and don't touch the other plants, it will be absorbed into the plant, taken down to the roots, and it will kill it. And it's very, very effective. Okay? The main thing is you got to work on it early. If you wait until July, the plant, in the meantime, is going to spread and get bigger and bigger. But it's also going to make a flower. And once it makes a flower, it makes a seed. And once the seeds are made in this little capsule, the capsule will explode like a cannon, throwing the seed all over the garden, making it worse. So you've got to do it early. So during April and May, as soon as you see it, that it's coming up and there's visible leaves, paint those leaves with the Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills All, and goodbye, weed. Thank you, Catherine. Dawn, who's next?
This is Marianne from Rhode Island, and she has a question about lily beetles.
Marianne, good morning and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. I have a question about lily beetles.
Yes.
I know you recommend the tree and shrub, but we don't know the ratio.
Okay, it's very easy. 1 tablespoon per gallon. And I've asked Bayer and the other two companies that have it why they don't put it in there, and they said that it has to be tested for I forget how many years and proven before they can put it on the label. So I talked with the company. They told me it should work with 1 tablespoon per gallon. You mix it in like a watering can, and you're going to put about 1/4 of the product to a grouping of 5 to 7 lilies. So as soon as your either Oriental or Asiatic lilies are up a couple of inches, then just apply about 1/4 of the product around it. It will be absorbed by the roots, taken into the plant, and the very second that that Asiatic lily beetle starts chewing on it, he'll drop dead. And it's very, very safe and very good. And only 1 application is needed per year. So as soon as they're up 2 or 3 inches, wet that soil. It will absorb it, and it will solve your problem. Lily beetles come in waves. The first wave has already started, probably not as visible due to the weather. But as soon as they're up a couple of inches, they're going to start chewing on it. Once it gets up to be about 6 inches, you're going to start to see like a little brown, really disgusting stuff all over the plant. That's the second generation. And what it is called a nymph. It's like a young, and all he does is eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And it goes in one end and out the other, and when it comes out the other end, it sticks to him. And that's what makes it really messy and disgusting looking. But once this black looking mess changes to an orange beetle, he bores into the stem and eats his way down to the bulb and destroys it. So if you can get the product into the bulb early, you will kill every generation that attacks the plant in 1 application per year. Okay? Thank you. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Leo from New Hampshire, and he has a question about a Japanese maple.
Okay. Leo, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. And
thank
I just
you.
Want to say that I've got my cup of coffee and I've got my notebook. As I do every Sunday morning, I'm just totally amazed. The constant source of information that you are, always.
Thank you.
I have a question about a Japanese maple tree. And
okay.
Just to give you an idea of its size, its trunk is roughly about 6 inches in diameter.
Okay.
And that goes up for about 14 inches or so, and then it splits into 2 other trunks.
Okay.
The tree is about 8 feet tall and as much as 14, 15 feet wide, kind of measuring the branches. On one of the major trunks, the bark has exposed the wood of the tree. There's roughly a crack about 8 inches long, and you can see all the way down to the wood of the tree. You put your thumbnail into it, and it's quite hard. And on that same trunk, there's a branch that's coming out that's lost all of its bark. And I was just wondering if there's a fix for that. And my other question is, what could I do as far as pruning and feeding to inspire vertical growth?
Okay. What has happened is we didn't have a heck of a lot of snow this year. And when we have lots of sun, wind, cold, and no snow to act as a buffer between the environment, when the wind blows through your yard, it steals moisture from the grass, from perennials, from evergreens, and the sun from hitting your bark of the tree directly on a sunny day will warm it up above freezing. And as the sun moves across the sky, it keeps hitting that plant nice and warm. When the sun sets, the bark quickly cools down to the same temperature as the air around it. And when this happens day after day, nice and warm during the day, cold at night. Warm during the day, cold at night. And with the wind, you get this cracking. The tree will heal itself. So, but the thing to do is if you have any caulking, any kind of silicone caulking, push the caulking from the caulking gun right into this crack and fill it. That will keep the moisture and the bugs out, and the tree will fill it in and push out the caulking in the meantime, but at least you're keeping it safe. If you prune the top of the plant, some of the tips, they'll make it grow wider. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Growing your own heritage garden with heirloom vegetable seeds is the healthiest decision you can make for you and your family. Why waste time and money sifting through dozens of tiny seed packs when we've done the work for you? We are heirloomseedkit.com. 50 heirloom varieties, 1,250 rare vegetable seeds, all organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. We buy our garden seeds from the same farms as our competition. Yet, with our kit, you'll save 50% or more. And our seed kit comes with a free garden planner and a wonderful How to Save Seeds booklet. How can we offer the same heirloom seeds as our competition for half price? It's all in the packaging. We use simple, no-print envelopes, while other seed companies charge more for the fancy printed envelopes than the cost of the seeds. All our varieties are proven to thrive in every region of the United States. We urge you to feed your family healthy vegetables from your own backyard. We are heirloomseedkit.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Bill from Maine, who has a question about turkeys.
Okay, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy
morning.
Easter
to you.
Good morning, how are you? Good.
Paul, I have flocks of turkeys, about 9, it can be up to 20 or 30, that hooverize the property a couple times a day. Trying to put seeds in the garden is a real exercise in futility. They come right by, peck them out. Young plants, they peck them out. What can be done?
Okay. What I would try, there's a fertilizer called Milorganite. It's basically used for lawns. But you can also use it when you're planting trees and shrubs and perennials. It's an all-organic, all-natural fertilizer. What you would do is, after you've planted, sprinkle some of this around the garden. You can also use products like deer scram. But a couple of things that my dad always did that seemed to help when he had a problem with birds. He got a couple of tomato stakes and ran them right down the middle of the garden, ran a piece of string from post to post, and then took some aluminum pie plates. You know, you can buy them at any cooking store, and punched a hole in one end, tied a piece of string to the other, and then tied the string to the rope that ran from one end to the other so that these pie plates just kind of dangled from that string. And when the wind would blow, it would move. It also bounced the light off of it so that the birds would see light moving and they weren't quite sure what it was, if it was a predatory animal coming in or not. But this, for him, worked very, very well. The other thing that he did, and that worked even better, I think, but he as they got accustomed to it, he went to a feed and grain store and he bought a molded owl. Not the one that you blow up that's plastic, but one that's molded, a hard one. And again, he took a tomato steak, drove it into the ground, and the bottom of the molded owl is hollow. And he just set it right on top of the steak. And you've got to keep moving it. You can't just put it in the garden and expect it to do the job once a day. Just pick it up and move it in a different direction, in a different placement. And owls are predators, and they will go after a turkey. So you give that a try. But try the turkey on a stick. And then if you could, you know, like a six-foot tomato steak, hammer it in the ground about a foot, so it's 5 feet up, run a piece of strong twine from post to post, and then dangle some of these aluminum pie plates that will move with the wind and reflect the light. And I think those two will solve your problem. Give it a try. Don, who's next?
This is Vinny from Massachusetts, and he has a question about Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay. Vinny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. Happy Easter, Vinny.
You too. Last fall, I called in, or you emailed me. I had a huge weed problem in my yard and crabgrass and all that, and you suggest I use Weed Beater Ultra by Bonine?
Yes.
Which I've applied that already about 4 days ago. And so now my question is how long I want to reseed the grass on my lawn, and I was wondering, well, how long should I wait to do that before I reseed?
So you sprayed all of the weeds with the Weed Beater Ultra?
Yes.
4 days ago?
Right.
Okay. You're going to have to wait 3 to 4 weeks before you can reseed. Now, is it big sections that need to be redone, or is it just some little patches here and there?
No, it's the whole yard. The whole yard's a mess. The guy who owned the house before me didn't really take care of it at all. So I'm trying to rehab the whole place. Probably
okay.
About 5,000 square feet.
Okay. The best thing for you to do, Vinny, is when you get ready to reseed, rent a machine called a seed slicer. And you can rent these at any power equipment. It looks like a lawnmower, but the blades spin vertically instead of horizontally, and it cuts a little groove in your existing lawn, putting the seed in the grooves. But you got to wait 4 weeks before you can do it.
This could be your year, the year when your flower beds burst with color, when you remember what homegrown vegetables are supposed to taste like, and when your lawn is more lush than you ever dreamed possible. Because this could be the year you discover Bradfield Organics. With Bradfield Organics fertilizers, you don't feed the plants, you feed the soil, and the soil feeds the plants. So you're working with nature, not against it. Sure, some chemical fertilizers give you quick results, but they're short-term. And what about children and pets? Bradfield Organics are safe, clean, and pleasant to use. Simply follow directions and the results can be dramatic and delicious. Chances are, even wild birds and butterflies will prefer your yard to the neighbors. Yes, this could be your year with Bradfield Organics. Choose from Luscious Lawn and Garden or Luscious Lawn Corn Gluten Blend, wherever exceptional garden products are sold.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why PlantSkid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's plant, SKYDD.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Happy Easter to all of you listening this morning, and we hope you have a wonderful day. Spend some time with your family and friends. Eat a little bit of ham or whatever you may eat on your Easter. We're going to have some ham today. I can't wait for it. Nothing better than a little bit of ham with some pineapple. Yeah. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Alan from Massachusetts, who has a question about wood treatments.
Okay. Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Nice to talk
good
to
morning.
You.
Good morning.
I'm building some raised beds for my sister for vegetables. She's already purchased the lumber in its native pine, and she's wondering what she can treat it with to try to preserve it.
Well, if she goes to a paint store, what she needs to do is to ask for a wood treatment that does not contain any weed killers. Most of the wood preservatives contain a weed killer as part of the mixture. And that is so that if a root decides to grow into the lumber, the weed killer is in there and it will kill it. The problem with that is a liquid that penetrates into the wood, stays there, and as the sun hits the timber, it releases a gas. And if you're growing cucumbers, for example, and the vine grows over the timber, the gases, when the liquid changes to a gas and it evaporates, it will get in contact with the root and also with the foliage of the plant, killing the plant. So if what they're doing now is the new preservatives no longer contain this weed killer, which is very good. If you go down south, they sell what's called yellow wood. And yellow wood has a very, very high concentration of pitch in it. And it's, when you feel the wood, it's very heavy compared to a regular piece of 2x4. And that pitch will lengthen the overall life of it. But have a go to a local, like a hardware store, where you can talk to people that actually know about the paint and tell them what you're doing, and they can recommend something that you can use. But it's basically a wood preservative without a weed killer that will turn into a gas to create problems. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Chuck from Massachusetts, who's calling about vines for a privacy fence.
Okay. Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter.
Thank you, Paul. Happy Easter to you. I've got a question about a privacy fence. I'm going to erect a live privacy fence on my property line, and I'm trying to decide for the Mid-Cape area which would be better, the Leland Cypress or a Nellie Stevens holly trees. I'll probably buy the 5-gallon size, which is 6 to 7 feet. So I'm trying to decide which would be would grow better in the Mid-Cape area, and then how close together I should plant these 15-gallon plants.
Okay. How tall do you want the hedge to be?
As tall as possible.
Okay. Well, then if you want it to be as tall as possible, then I would not use the Nellie Stevens holly. I would go with the evergreen. That particular plant will grow a foot or more per year. It will get up to be about 15 to 20 feet tall. And to me, I don't think you'll find a better plant than the Leland Cypress for you. We used to live in the Scituate, Mass., which is about 25 miles from the Cape. And they were kind of borderline. But on the Cape, they're wonderful. They grow thick. And you would put them, I'd say, about every 6 feet. And they will fill right in. But they're wonderful. They're thick. They're dense. And when they get to the height that you want, you just prune them. So, you know, what I would do is get them set in every 6 feet. And then take about 3 or 4 inches off the top of every plant once they're in the ground. And that will temporarily stop the upward momentum and give you more width. The width will be in the neighborhood of 3 to 6 inches. And if you're buying a plant that's already 3 feet wide and you're putting the center in the ground every 6 foot, you're only going to have an opening of about 2 feet. And in 4 years, it's going to be solid. If you want to put them a little bit closer, you can do that. That way your privacy will come faster. But I think if you want the height, the Leland Cypress is the one to go, and it grows so much faster than the holly. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Joe from Rhode Island, who has a question about mildew.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy
Hi, Paul.
Easter.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
And happy Easter to you. Paul, I've got two quick questions for you. A couple of weeks ago, you mentioned a product that is good for mildew and mold, and even takes urine out of dog urine out of rugs. And since we have a flooded basement in Rhode Island here, I would like to put that on the basement floor if I could. And I don't know the name of it or where I can get it. And the second question is, about 2 days before this first rainstorm, I fertilized the front yard. Now, I'm hoping the rain didn't wash all that fertilizer out, and I'm hoping you can comment on that.
Is your land flat?
Yes.
If it's flat, then you should be okay.
Okay.
So you shouldn't have a problem with that fertilizer. If it was a sloping piece of land, then you would definitely have a problem with it just washing off. But, you know, it's not usual that we have this much rain in such a short period of time. There is a new product. It's not out on the market yet. It is coming, and I will talk with the company this week. They told me they would send me a couple dozen bottles of this product. The name of the company is Alpha Bio System, AlphaBioSystems. So the website, of course, is www.alphabiosystems.com. But they have this product, and it was basically for carpeting to eliminate odor. They told me that it would also take care of mold and mildew in the basements, but it really wasn't registered for that because they never thought of it to do that particular use. So I'm going to talk with them this week. Send me an email and just mention this. And once I get the products, I'm going to see if they can send me like 50 of them. And then we're going to give them away for everybody that we can to try it in their basement. Because I know New England, especially Rhode Island, boy, you watch the news footage. It's just incredible. But let me see what I can do. Send me an email with your address on it. Mention mold for wet basements. And again, I'll talk with the company and see if I can get some product shipped early so that you can use it in your cellar. Okay? Thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is Bob from Cape Cod, and he has a question about transplanting.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. We always enjoy listening to you on Sunday. You have a nice start of a Sunday. We have a holly bush that's about 3 feet tall, 3 feet wide, and unfortunately it's crowded near the arborvitae. It's in a sheltered area, and we've dug a hole. It's going to be transplanted nearby, but I haven't done any digging around the holly bush. Is it too early to transplant a small holly bush at this time of year?
No, this is a perfect time. All of the nurseries and garden centers are getting shrubbery delivered now on a regular basis. The plant is still dormant, and by transplanting them right now, you've hit the nail on the head. There's less of a shock to the plant. Just get as large of a root ball as possible. We've had plenty of rain so that the root ball should stick together without crumbling on you. And plant it like you would a brand new shrub. You know, put some compost in there. Put some biotone that has the mycorrhiza, and then keep it wet, and that holly should do very, very well for you. But if you're thinking of moving anything, now is the time to do it. This is when all of the big growers are digging, all the trees, all of the rhododendrons, azaleas, yews, junipers, they're all being dug right now and shipped to the local nursery. So if you can do it while it's still dormant, it's going to make it a lot easier on the plant to recover because it's established where it is, and you can't get every single root. So as big of a root ball, put it right in the hole, you should be in good shape. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Jeannie from Massachusetts, and she has a question about a black pussy willow.
Okay. Jeannie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Jeannie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. I have I purchased a black pussy willow, and okay. I'm wondering how far away should I plant this from a septic system and a well?
Well, the well won't be a problem. The septic system is going to be a problem. The further away that you can do it, the better. I would stay at least 25 feet away, because all of your willows, when you think of weeping willow or pussy willows or any of the willow family, they're are known for moisture. And if it's planted in the immediate area of a septic system, it will fill the entire leaching field full of roots, eventually following the leaching system into the septic tank and just plugging it all up. So a shrub won't be as bad as a tree. A big weeping willow tree, don't even plant it in the same yard as a leaching system unless it's at the very opposite end. But the pussy willow, if you got 20, 25 feet away, you really shouldn't have any problems with it. And remember, don't be scared to prune that black pussy willow. By pruning it, you're going to encourage the plant to get thicker and to get fuller. Put plenty of compost at the time of planting and keep it wet. If you could give it a couple good soakings every single week for the first 4, 5, 6 weeks, it would make a big difference. I mean, you don't need to run the hose out there. If you filled a couple of watering cans or a couple of buckets full of water Monday and Friday or Monday and Saturday, that's all it takes. Keep it wet, and once it gets going, it will just take right over. But as long as you're 20 feet away, no problem. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
This is Teresa. She's from Cape Cod, and she has a question about grass.
Okay, Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Easter.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
I have a question about grass. We have a kennel. I called you last year, and we used the Serenade, but it did not get rid of that milky black.
Okay. So, Teresa, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on the break, and we'll take you as soon as we come back.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scotts lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Don, let's go right to those phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Well, we still have Teresa on the line here. Was that question about her grass?
Okay, Teresa, go ahead.
Hi.
And tell me again. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Paul, I called last year, and you told me to use Serenade on my grass. It had a black, milky film, and
right.
I used that. And it really didn't take it away. It really just kind of just arrested it, but I didn't take it away. I did it three times. Now, unless we can get something to stop this, which it's spreading, my husband and I are thinking about turf grass simply because I raise dogs.
Right.
And I was wondering if you could tell me, is there something out there that could help us, or should we just go with the fake grass?
Well, has it come back this year yet?
It looks like it is coming back, yes.
Okay. What I would try a couple of things. Part of it is caused by drainage, and it's caused by the amount of rain. And last year we had the coolest summer ever recorded and the wettest summer ever recorded. So you combine those two things, and it's very hard to get rid of a lot of disease problems. This year so far, we're just blowing everything out of the ballpark with all the rain we've been getting. What I would like to see you do is see if you can find what's called a thatching rake. And it's a special rake for cleaning grass. It's the blades are shaped really, really different. And you're going to clean the grass with this thatching rake. And then I want you to spray the lawn with liquid gypsum. And most garden centers will carry liquid gypsum. That will open up the soil to flush out the excess water. The thatching rake is going to get rid of all the old and the disease remains of the grass, and then feed it. So if you can clean it, remove the dead stuff, and put the gypsum to open up the soil and then fertilize it, I think that's going to get you off on a good start. If we have a normal year, it should not return. But you've got to clean it first, condition the soil, and feed the grass that's there to make it stronger to fight off this fungus. So try this, and if it returns, send me an email, pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, pparent@roadrunner.com. Thank you, Teresa. Dawn, who's next?
Our final caller of the day is Diane from Plymouth, who has a question about her azaleas.
Diane, good morning and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. How are you?
Good.
Good. I just have a question for you. I bought some dinner plate dahlias, and I want to know, is now the right time to plant them in my area?
Well, it's really kind of cold to put them directly into the garden, and the garden is wet.
Yes.
But if you can get some big plastic pots, you could start them indoors and then transplant them to the garden. And by starting it now, it's going to give you a four-week head start, which means that you'll have flowers ahead of schedule by 4 weeks and a much bigger plant than you would normally get. And the bigger the plant, the more productive it is. So, like at this time of the year, you can start indoors all of your dahlias. You can start calla lilies, caladium, tuberous begonias. So most of your spring, your summer flowering bulbs can be started indoors right now in just a regular plastic pot, nothing fancy, with just general purpose potting soil, and put it near a nice window. Doesn't have to have sun all day, but plenty of light. And then in early May, then you can transplant it right into the garden. But any of the nurseries and greenhouses that sell potted dahlias, they're starting them during late March, early April, to give you a jump start so that you have a plant that's well established and is actively growing when you put it in the ground. Otherwise, you're going to wait until May. You have to wait for the roots to develop, the top to come, and by the time the flowers come, it's July. This way, you can have it in June. Have a great Easter, everybody. I hope that it's a good day for you. We'll be back next Sunday from 6 o'clock until 10. And remember the website, paulparent.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Have a great week and a happy Easter. Bye-bye.